Did you think you'd be hearing a holiday ad this early? We know, it's early. But planning ahead is essential before heading into one of the busiest seasons of the year. Beat the rush with Minted, a curated marketplace of unique Christmas and holiday cards, gifts, and seasonal decor from artists around the world. Bring your traditions to life with independent art and design this holiday season. Use code PODCAST for 20% off Minted holiday cards and gifts.
Dave Moore on Today FM.
Bless you.
Excuse me.
It's only one.
Yeah.
What up?
Minogue, why am I relying on listeners to come up with million-dollar ideas? What's your role around here?
I'm the well has what's the term? I'm
you're dry. You're dry. You're so dry you can't even use an idiom.
It's hard going come up with ideas for this radio show.
It is hard going, but
it's relentless.
Look, that's the thing about radio, right? Relentlessness is the key personality trait of radio that people don't realize, because every day you do a show. It's not like you make a TV show, it's on for 6 weeks every Thursday. You make 6 episodes, you're done. This show gets 5 episodes a week.
Yeah.
And it gets, if you take an hour long episode, it gets 3 episodes a day. So it's 15 episodes of radio a week. Come on, I need ideas here. I need work.
How did you get 15 episodes there?
I'm saying if you take an hour long, right?
Oh,
so like
right.
A TV show's an hour, right?
Yeah,
or the guts
yeah.
of it. Maybe some of them are half an hour.
Right.
You know, I'm saying 9 to 10 is an episode.
Okay.
10 to 11
episodes. Gotcha.
So 15 a week.
Yeah, it's hard.
And now here we are on a podcast.
Like,
where's your ideas for this podcast?
Oh, that's what I'm on about. Like, and we know someone that's gone into the podcast world, was in the radio world, and now I'm looking at him and he's like 2 episodes a week. So hour 15 is what I'm hearing.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. You know, we work hard in this show.
We do, but look, that's why we have such top quality content. And that's why we use the listeners for
the
top quality.
We use the listener for top. Carl gives us the substandard content that we usually run out. But every now and again, a listener comes through with something that makes us sit up and go, oh my God, genius idea. And that lady was Joanne Keeling, who gave us her brilliant business ideas that she's never going to do. An Instagram message I got, a DM on Instagram from a lady called Joanne Keeling. Straight away I just went, yep, let's get Joanne on the phone. Joanne, hi.
Hi Dave, how are you?
I'm very well, how are you?
Not too bad, thanks, not too bad.
It's not every day I get a message on Instagram that makes me just sit up out of my chair and go, oh my good God, we need to get this woman on the radio. But when I got yours, I was like, Joanne Keeling, get on the radio and tell everybody, because you have just got this brilliant idea that I think everyone needs to get involved with.
Yeah, thanks. I had a rare lie-in without the kids a couple of weeks ago, and I just thought, God, you know, if someone drove around with an ice cream van now, only instead of an ice cream van, they were selling breakfast rolls, would not just be absolutely genius.
It would be utterly genius, because it's all well and good having the delivery options that we have now. And let's face it, we live in a 2024 where we're very lucky and we can pick up the phone or tap an app, but that's not the same as the excitement of some kind of a breakfast roll ice cream van.
You know, when you wake up in the morning, you don't think of like calling a just eat or something like that. It's more of a like an end of the day thing, really.
Totally. And now, like at that time when you were having this child-free lie-in, were you particularly craving a breakfast roll for any reason?
No, just hungry.
Yeah.
Hungry, and the kitchen seemed a long way away.
What would be your order of choice if you were to rock up to the side of a van that was playing, presumably Jumbo Breakfast Roll by Pat Short over and over again?
Oh, it'd have to be.
What would you be ordering on yours?
Oh, baguettes, sausages, rashers, Ballymaloe, hash browns.
Maybe a
bit of cheese as well, just for the crack.
Jeez, I'd sign me up. Whatever that's, if that's called the Joanne Keeling special, sign me up for one of them. But that wasn't your only entrepreneurial brilliant idea that you got in touch with me about. You had another one as well.
I did as well, yeah. And I just was in Boots a while ago looking for makeup, and I just got completely overwhelmed with the range of stuff that was there. And I said, God, I just love if there was like a personal shopper here who knows all of the makeup and all of the skin types and everything else, and just says, right, this is what you need. I emailed Boots to ask if they have someone like that, and they said, no, they don't.
No, they don't.
Like, you go to an individual brand and they'll tell you about what their brand is, but I haven't the energy.
An overall expert. Yeah, yeah.
The thing that I want.
My good lady wife.
I want to be spoon-fed. I'm lazy. Yeah.
You want to be spoon-fed your breakfast roll out of a van and then you have somebody do your shopping in Boots for you. I get it.
Yeah.
My good lady wife, Tracy, has been wearing the same MAC lipstick for 20 years. And she, like, shouted at one stage from the sitting room there last week. I was like, what's wrong? What's wrong? And I ran in. She was like, they've discontinued my lipstick. So now, you see, she has to find... Because obviously, if they discontinue something that's been really selling very well, which I gather this has, they presumably have some kind of new version of it. But now she has to do the groundwork of finding out, what is the new lipstick called? Is it exactly the shade
exactly
I need?
The same,
that's the thing. It will never be exactly the same. So if she had somebody like you're suggesting that she could go into a Boots or a department store and go, hey, I used to wear this. It doesn't exist anymore. What's the closest thing?
Yep.
I'm telling you, there's definitely a market. Joanne, I like this. Now, what do you do for a living normally that you're having all these brilliant entrepreneurial ideas?
I'm an exec assistant. So,
right, yeah. Okay.
Organising everybody else's life.
That's it. And all of a sudden, you've got these ideas filtering through your own brain.
Yeah, business ideas that I know I will never put into practice.
You see, that's...
someone else take it and run with it.
That's,
please.
I think, that's the key sentence there. All I want to hear this morning from my listeners is business ideas that you know you'll never do, but you think are a great idea. That's what I want to hear from everybody this morning, and we'll see what we can come up with by the end of the show. Joanne, thank you so much for these two wonderful ideas. Let's see what everybody else has a dream of doing or not doing, as the case may be. But thanks a million, Joanne.
I look forward to hearing the breakfast bro van driving around in 6 months.
Yeah, Pat Short playing in the background. Joanne, thanks a million for thinking of me.
Take care, Dave.
Go on, see you. Bye, bye-bye. There you go. I think the breakfast roll ice cream van is the best idea I've heard in 10 years.
Yeah, particularly on a Sunday morning. Could you imagine?
Stop. Just that ringing out across the estate. And you're like, love, go down. I'll have sausages, bacon, and a bit of Ballymaloe. Yeah, you go on.
Ballymaloe?
Oh my God, Ballymaloe on a breakfast. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
But they wouldn't do that in the deli, though, would they?
No, they would, yeah. They always have relish in the little, in the sandwichy bit. Oh no, try it. Honest to God.
You know what's something I've actually started doing?
Go on.
I think it's because of you. Do you put taco sauce into your rolls?
Jesus, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what. My number one choice, if I was getting a chicken fillet roll, is chipotle mayonnaise. But not enough places have it.
Yeah, yeah, that's very true.
So taco sauce.
Junction 14 has that.
Oh, there's a good few places. If you can find the right ones, you've got options. Now, what I used to do, and this is an option for you, is half taco sauce, half Cajun sauce. So it kind of mixes together, and the Cajun's spicier than the taco sauce. So you're getting a little bit of the extra zing.
Half portion, but on the same...
On the same thing. Oh, God, yeah. So like, I get a wrap.
Top half, bottom half.
No, I get a wrap rather than a roll, okay?
Okay.
So I get her to go, can you do half in taco sauce and half in Cajun sauce and then lash the chicken and the cheese on top?
Right,
that's what I'm doing.
Okay, okay.
And you get a nice mix there.
Okay.
But yeah, chipotle mayonnaise for the kick. Or sriracha.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good. And then every now and again,
has these things.
They don't. And every now and again, if you walk into a place, and if it's the right kind of place, they might have the Korean hot sauce.
Who has that?
There's one place near here in work that has it. Is it called? Oh, I'm going to get it wrong now. John Kang or something. Anyway, I just know the shape of the bottle, and I go, "Ooh, can I get that?" And it's so good, spicy.
Do you like Subway?
I like
there are other businesses available.
Yeah, I like the meatball marinara. I've always liked that.
Oh, do you know what sauce you should try?
Go on.
Out of there. The sweet onion sauce. Doesn't that sound disgusting?
Sweet onion?
I know it sounds disgusting because I actually don't even like onions.
Right.
It's kind of like a sweet chili sauce, but it's sweeter and stuff. But I think she just...
What would you put it on? What would you get that could put sweet onion on?
Like any of the kind of chicken, or the chicken tikka, the whatever that is, the Cajun chicken or whatever the spicy one is that they have.
And you put the sweet onion sauce.
And the sweet onion sauce on it. I'm telling you now. That's one now.
Starving. Apologies to everyone who's listening to this who might be hungry, but Jesus.
Yeah, what do you get me for lunch?
I don't know. I'll buy you something nice now in a few minutes. Get some Korean hot sauce.
Yeah, it's a bowl of that.
Yeah, exactly. Listen, one of the things that I love happens on the show every now and again is when we get either two brilliant music masters who challenge each other with huge high scores, or like we got when KO and Laura had a go. The worst score we've ever had on Music Master, but it was so much fun.
Music Master on Today FM.
right, Music Master time on Today FM. A chance for somebody to be a Music Master, to win all the prizes, to prove they have the musical metal. Let's see if that's going to be Kay O'Connell. Hiya, Kay O.
Hi, Dave. How are you?
Good. Now, come here. Are you Kay O? As in, your name's Kay and people stick an O on the end of it.
I'm Kay O, yeah.
That's class. Like J-O. DJ J-O on later on. Ryan JP. All right, Kay O. That's cool. So where are you from?
I'm from Kerry.
From Kerry. Whereabouts?
Outside Tralee.
Outside Tralee, right. Very yeah. good, very good.
The sun is shining down here today. It's lovely.
Lovely, I'm glad to hear it, because it's fairly cloudy up here in Dublin now, so I'm glad the sun's out somewhere. Kay O'Connell, how are you faring usually on the Music Master when you're here on the radio?
Rubbish, normally.
So you decided to step up and give it a go. I love your attitude, Kay O. Right, let's jump into round one and see how we go.
Round one.
Okay. Three categories to choose from, Kay O. You can have either wheels, legs, or a vision.
Give me legs.
Give me legs. Okay, legs 11. I'm going to ask you questions about 2011, the year in music. 60 seconds on the clock. Your time starts now. Hold It Against Me saw which pop princess release her new music and first new music in 2 years? Britney Spears. I'm beautiful in my way because God makes no mistakes is a lyric from which 2011 hit? Born This Way by Lady Gaga. Watch the Throne saw two rap giants come together. One was Kanye. Who was the other one? Jay-Z. Which pop group became the first band to win the UK X Factor and release their debut single Cannonball? It was Little Mix. Never Say Never was a 2011 movie from which singer that sings the song Baby?
Adele? No.
No, it was Justin Bieber. January 2011 saw the release of Adele's album. Was it called 2021 or 22?
21.
It was. Who teamed up with the High Flying Birds to release his first music away from his iconic band?
Oh, God, his name.
Oh, there's the drums. It was Noel Gallagher.
I wouldn't have got that.
Noel Gallagher voice. He wouldn't have got that one. Okay, well, score of one so far. Let's see if we can make that better as we jump into the bonus round.
Bonus round.
Now, in the bonus round, your category is going to stay. It's still going to be 2011 in music. We're going to give you a random few seconds of songs that came out in 2011, all right?
Okay.
And your job, Kay, is to give me the artist and title of each one. Here is your first one. Pay attention. What's that?
Florence and the Machine.
It is, and the name of the song is?
Ah!
Go on.
No, I can sing it, but I can't.
Sure, sing it, it might come to you.
Oh, Jesus.
No, it's not called Oh Jesus. It's called Shake It Out.
Oh, yeah.
Can't give you that one. Okay, try this one, try this one.
Having a clue.
Having a clue. Katy Perry, TGIF. And see if you can get this one. You got it wrong. Yeah.
You Light Up My Life.
No, it's One Direction. What Makes You Beautiful. Listen, you said KO usually get on rubbish. I'll be honest with you, you lived up to yourself there. You got a score of one, KO.
God loves the child.
But listen, KO, the mad thing is we've had people get a score of one before and then the other person got one and it came down to a tiebreaker. So you just never know how it's going to go, all right?
You're right, I'm happy with the mug anyway.
Yeah, okay. Well, I'll tell you what, stay on the phone for a minute. We'll see how Laura gets on and if she manages to beat a score of one, we will give you the mug. But you never know, it could be you going through to the final. We'll find out in a few minutes, KO, you legend. Right, Kay O'Connell, what a legend. Got a score of one. Difficult for KO, but some crack she is. Let's see, talk to Laura O'Shea now, who's from Wexford but currently in Dublin. Hiya, Laura.
Hi, how are you?
And what has you up in Dublin?
I'm on the way to college.
On the way to college, what are you studying?
Environmental health science.
Excellent. And what do you want to do when you're graduated with honours?
Hopefully I am going to work in Rothley Airport if I'm lucky enough.
Ooh, that'd be exciting. And what would you do there?
I'd just pretty much be working on customs on the border and stuff, just checking stuff coming in.
That would be
sure
very cool.
In compliance.
You know, my favourite show to watch with my whole family are the border shows. So the one in Australia, the one in America, but then there, often the Irish one is on, which is brilliant. And Ross Lear is often on it. It's deadly.
Yeah.
Right. That'd be you, Laura. That'd be class. Well, listen, fair play to you. Listen, KO got one. So not much of a score to beat, Laura, but let's see how you get on. We'll jump into round one and let you pick your category.
Perfect.
Round one.
So you can't have legs, but you can have either wheels or a vision.
I'll go wheels.
Wheels. Okay, these are songs about cars and driving. 60 seconds on the clock, and your time starts now. Fast Car was performed by Luke Combs and who at this year's Grammys?
Pass.
Tracy Chapman. Did Lorde sing about a green or a red light?
Red light.
No, it was green. Finish the lyric. Who's going to drive what?
Pass.
You home. Who sang about driving all night to get to you?
Pass.
Roy Orbison. So park your Lexus, throw your keys up is a lyric from which 2024 song?
Pass.
Texas Hold'em from Beyonce. What colour was Prince's Corvette?
Black.
No, red. Complete the name of this vroom vroom artist. Charlie who?
SOS.
Say again?
SOS.
No, XCX is what we're looking for there. Where did Grace Jones sing about pulling up to?
Pass.
The bumper. The song Getaway Car features in the album Reputation. Name the singer. Taylor Swift. What's the next line?
Everyone's cursing me.
Well, listen.
I'm shaking. This is not ideal.
No, Laura, but listen. The good news is, okay, the bad news is you got zero. But the good news is we're going into the bonus round, and that might change everything.
The other bad news is I've just completely embarrassed myself.
Well, listen, let's find out how you do in the bonus round. You can redeem yourself now. We're staying in the category of songs that have got something to do with cars and driving. But we're playing a random few seconds. So I'm going to play a random few seconds of a song. I need you to give me the artist and the title of each one. Are you ready?
Yep.
Okay, Laura, here's your first one. Any
Pass.
Idea? Pass.
Nope.
Gary Newman and Cars is that one. Okay, try this one.
Is that Pink, Shut Up and Drive?
No, it's not Pink. It's Rihanna, Shut Up and Drive. You're so close. Okay, you've got to get this one right now. If we're going to go to a tiebreaker, or else it is going to be KO going through. What is this artisan title, please?
Always made me doubt.
Is it Olivia Rodrigo, Stop Sign?
Olivia Rodrigo on Stop Sign. No, it's Driver's License. Oh, Laura. I can't believe. Well, listen, it's not embarrassing.
I'm going to have to change my name.
Right, Maura O'Shea from Wexford, not Laura.
Listen. Yeah, that's right.
Rory O'Shea, how are you? Laura, I'm going to send you out a Dave Moore mug. You can enjoy a cup of tea out of that and never think about this again.
I'll try into that later when I get it.
Laura, thanks for playing.
Perfect.
See you later. Bye. Enjoy college. See you. Bye-bye. KO. What did I tell you?
I can't believe that. Hand up, Laura.
Laura's gone. The poor thing is mortified. Legends. Okay, and Laura. And Laura came back on to say that she was so gutted that the questions were hard. Look, sometimes it just happens. They just don't suit you. But it's always fun. And you'll always win a prize. Even if you get one question right between them, one of them got a mug, one of them got a pair of headphones.
And they had a laugh.
They had a laugh, you know, and everyone else loved it.
Yeah, and like someone texted in saying that it was the best and worst music master that they've ever heard.
Worst performance, but best crack.
I love that as well, though. You know the way they were like, they laughed about the whole lot.
Yes.
You know what annoys me is when, you know, people are terrible and this, and then they'd be like, oh, like I was just a bit like off today, or like, you know, I know.
Can I come back on tomorrow?
I know myself. It's like, no, like you got your chance.
Yeah. But look, it's always there, Monday to Friday on the radio, a chance to play Music Master. Every now and again, we change it up and do Movie Master. We did that with Paul Mescal, and we did it for the Oscars. You never know what might be coming, another version of Music Master sometime soon. But listen, keep an eye on it anyway. Monday to Friday, just after 10 o'clock, you can play it on the radio.
GA Music Master. No, GA Music Master. GA Master.
Yeah. You couldn't just go sport. No, you have to go specifically GA.
Oh, yeah, just to celebrate when the championship comes back.
Yeah, we could do something like that. Yeah. GA Master.
Yeah, I'm not really a fan that you say GA, but I kind of.
That's what it's called. GA.
Well, no.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
It's GA.
No, it's GA.
Even the two Johnnies, they have a song called The GA. Yeah. And I'm like, lads, no one in Tipperary says The GA.
Listen, the other thing is, again, talking about listeners, is that when you're Joanne with a business idea, or KO and Laura with a terrible but brilliant performance in Music Master, or if we're talking about something and you are an expert, come on the show, send a voice note in, text in and tell me you want it. Like, for example, we were talking about the bits of your kitchen you don't clean, and all of a sudden Orla pipes up and goes, lads, I'm a microbiologist. Let me tell you all about it. Let's talk to a microbiologist who'll have the answers to all these things. It's Orla in Dublin. How are you, Orla?
Hi, Dave. How are you?
Are you listening to this and rubbing your hands with glee and then obviously washing them thoroughly afterwards? Or are you freaked out by people's filth?
No. I mean, you'd be amazed at a microbiologist. I don't get freaked out over things. I'm interested in finding out, you know, exactly.
Oh, yeah, no, I didn't mean freaked out by the germs. I meant freaked out by the fact that people don't clean their kitchens.
You know what? It's something that, you know, we actually kind of neglect to think about cleaning certain items in our kitchens because, you know, obviously when you're cooking dinner or whatever, say for example if you're using your spices in your food, you're cooking away, you're picking up your spices from your spice rack, you're putting it back, but you're not cleaning that.
I've never cleaned them.
Yeah. So you can accumulate. And the thing about spices, they tend to be more contaminated with mould and yeasts as well. Mostly mould. Mould like the kind of the less water.
Gotcha.
in something. But like that, they can accumulate, the spice earth can accumulate dust as well from the atmosphere. And also, obviously, when you're cooking, you can aerosolize various different, you know, say, you know, dust particles, food particles. Particles that can drop back down onto the spice jar because obviously they're on your workshop.
Yes, workshop. And then you put them back in the press without thinking about it.
Exactly. Yeah.
I never thought of that before. Would you agree then with the article that says handles are a hive for activity?
Yes, absolutely. They're a high-touch surface, what we refer to as a high-touch surface. So anything that you're touching with your hands very, very frequently, and multiple people are touching them, you know, so, you know, the little Petri dish kids coming in from school, washing their hands.
I constantly get to, like, whatever about my own kids, I have, like, all the other people's kids going, can I get a glass of water? I'm like, of course you can, as they go over and lick their hands and then rub the handles and then turn on the tap,
And that's another one, is the handle of the tap handle.
You
might forget to actually wash that. So if you're, say, for example, cutting up raw meat and you're handling the meat and you go over thinking, oh, yes, great, I'm going to wash my hands. Touch the handle at the top. Your hands, you've been handling raw meat. So you could be transferring E. coli, salmonella, whatever, listeria.
I did learn a tip from a chef one time, which is to use the back of your hand. Now, look, obviously, if you have a twisty tap, I have a little lever up and down job, so I can do it. Yeah. But yeah, no, you absolutely. I didn't think of that one either.
And the door handle as well, or the fridge door handle.
The fridge door handle, of course. Exactly. In fact, there's a message in from Colin about fridges. This is very interesting. I've listened to this, Orla.
Yeah, Dave, you know, on the glass shelves that are in your fridge, and you know, everyone cleans their fridges, obviously, but there's usually like a white plastic strip that's on the edge, outer edges of them. If you peel that off, you can pull it off. My God, the stuff that's under there.
So is that another hotspot for us?
It's another hotspot. Yeah, absolutely. So those little lips on the edge of the glass shelves, if you take those off, they tend to get accumulations of mold in underneath those. So like it's almost like, you know, you see mildew and mold growing.
Yeah.
It's black. And and you know, you can soak those in baking soda and water, and that's really good. I mean, there's a lot of different hacks that you can use in your kitchen, just with your ingredients, so like some in your kitchen cupboards.
Yes.
Vinegar is really good.
Vinegar. My wife has a belief, Orla, that my wife Tracy believes that big vinegar is paying every YouTuber and every blogger in the world to say that vinegar cleans everything. But it actually does, doesn't it?
It does, yeah, absolutely. Vinegar is great. Baking powder, baking soda, really good as well. Bicarb, you know, they're all really good for cleaning. Like, there are things in your kitchen that you don't have to go out and buy really expensive, you know, disinfectants or, you know, or bleach, even like throwing bleach all over your kitchen. You don't need to do that. You know, there's simple things you can use in your kitchen. Lemon juice is great as well.
Lemon juice. And what about Derek's comment there that when you spray an antibacterial spray that you should let it sit for a while? Is that accurate?
You should actually let it sit for at least a minute, at least, for it to be effective. Because a lot of especially foodborne pathogens like E. coli, Salmonella, Campylobacter, they have virulence factors. So they're resistant to disinfectants. So you need them to sit for a little bit in order for them to, you know, for it to be effective. Another thing that people actually forget to clean, because it's very difficult to clean, is a knife block. You know, if you have
Constantly putting your knives back in.
You're putting your knives back in, but if the knives aren't cleaned and you have residual food in left in the handle, if it's not cleaned properly, it'll fall down
into the slit.
And it's difficult to clean those. So they can be cleaned, like they're wood, obviously. They can be cleaned once a month at least.
Yeah.
By inverting them, tapping them on the back to make sure, and just to see if there's any residual food in there. Get a barbecue skewer.
Yeah.
Pop them down and get physically try and remove.
Now, Orla, what you're giving us is unbelievable advice, and thank you so much. But I'm just wondering, when you get home in the evening, having been a microbiologist all day, right, and you're cooking the dinner, are you wiping down your spices? Are you tipping up your knife block, or is your kitchen just like everyone else's for a few days?
I do clean. I clean as I go when I'm in the kitchen. But inevitably, it's, you know, you come down to the kitchen in the morning time after the kids have been down in the night.
Yes.
Like, what happened here?
Yeah. Fair. And I love this because Joey and Roscommon, so I certainly believe this, that a bit of dirt never hurts anyone. Built up your immune system.
No. Absolutely, honey is dead, right? Provided that you're surrounded by good bugs.
Yes, exactly.
You need the good ones. Rather than the bad ones. Or knowing the difference between the good ones and the bad ones.
Yeah, the old raw meat ones now. You probably don't want to be building up your immune system too much to them. Come here, I could talk to you all day, but you've been very, very generous with your time and your advice. Love it, Orla. Thank you so much today.
No problem at all. Okay,
all right, have a good day. Bye. Bye.
You too. Bye.
So now you know your kitchen's filthy, no matter what you do. And people give it out to me that there's food under my kickboard. It's not my fault. I didn't put the food in there, or your builder didn't put it in right. Yeah. There's a little minuscule gap, and trust me, crumbs get in there.
I would, you know what I'd say to those people now? Look under your
kickboard.
Exactly. If you think there's no food underneath there, and you've had the greatest builder or carpenter of all time.
Yeah. Go and peel it off and have a look and see what's in there. You'll be shocked and surprised. Anyway, hope your kitchens are cleaner now than they were before you started listening to this, because I guarantee you'll be motivated to get up now and absolutely blast everything with antibacterial spray. But let it sit there. That's what we learned. Let it sit there. Don't wipe it off straight away. See? Always learning with Dave Moore on Today FM. Right, Radio 9 to 12, Monday to Friday, podcast in and around twice a week, and all the other bits coming out as well. Thanks for listening, as always. See ya.
Good luck.
Dave Moore on Today FM.